This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, here comes the trash. Cardi B, she's everywhere these days. She just released her album last Friday. It looks like this coming Monday, it's on course to be number one.
Well, that was a huge, or I should say a long buildup to an album release.
I agree.
Because that, is it Bodak or Kodak Yellow?
Bodak Yellow,
it's been a hit forever. Yep. And no album.
And then, of course, she had that EP with the dirty photo on the front.
Oh, right. I already forgot about that.
So, she has butt implants.
She admits
implants
to it?
Implants or injections?
She's calling them implants, but it does sound like they're injections.
What?
Butt injections.
And not only does she have them, she's not afraid to talk about the insanely sketchy way that she got them.
Uh-huh.
She was a stripper. She noticed that the girls with the bigger butts were making more money. Because you notice stuff like that. Like, well, that girl is definitely making more money than I am. And she had a boyfriend at the time who cheated on her with a woman who had a, quote, big fat ass. So she wanted to get her own big fat ass.
Oh.
She ended up in a basement apartment in Queens where a woman injected her cheeks with filler for $800. Mm. She says, they don't numb your ass with anything. It was the craziest pain ever. I felt like I was going to pass out. I felt a little dizzy, and it leaks for like 5 days. She wanted to go back for a touch-up because she liked it. She was going to go back to this basement in Queens where the leaky butt implants came from. But the woman got arrested because some chick died on her table.
Oh.
There's so many of those stories.
I know.
In fact, one of them was about the person was injected. What were they using? Regular caulking.
Yeah.
Not silicone. Like.
Just shooting in some kind of caulk.
Hard stuff from the hardware store.
Right.
Into people, which was toxic and killing people.
And there was that lady in Florida who was injecting cement.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. I think, okay, well, whatever it is.
Oh, you think that's the story you're thinking of?
Well, there's a couple.
Yeah,
of
no,
them.
It was hardware Tons store crap where they were just, right. You know, whatever it is, injecting it into people and like, let's try this on you.
So she did that and it's still there?
I don't know. I mean, I admit I haven't stared at her ass, and she doesn't have any, like, I know of.
It's very large, and it's very Kim Kardashian-esque.
But see, that doesn't sound like implants. That sounds like
right. Well, she's
fillers.
Calling them, and that's what she says, fillers, but she calls them implants. But they're clearly shots. I like the ones where they take the fat from somewhere else on your body and put it in.
You don't like that.
Oh, I think that's great.
You haven't done it.
I think it's fantastic.
Have you done it?
How do you know? Look how great my ass is. I mean, do you think that these just grow on trees? You got to go get fat taken out from somewhere. Although my thing is, if you take fat out, don't put it anywhere else on me. If I'm going to go to all the trouble of getting fat removed, I don't want it redistributed. I just want it away.
Out.
Yeah, get it out. Cardi B was on The Tonight Show last night. She actually co-hosted The Tonight Show, like as a stunt, you know, to get everybody to do her thing.
Sure.
Buy her album. She tried to tell jokes. She tried to do all the stuff. I don't know if she was nervous, but she's a bit of a fast talker.
She is. This is her and Fallon going back and forth telling jokes.
Like this is the monologue or something?
No, just a little bit they're doing.
When she what?
I believe that she...
It
I
looked
believe she
like
said,
me when I was trying to hide my
baby
bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. What?
I don't know what she said. I didn't know
something about the Spanish invasion. I don't know.
Hello. You're going to hear it again?
Yeah. Let's hear it again. Let's see.
What?
Spanish vacation jacket?
I don't know.
I didn't know Spanish vacation jacket. Oh, Spanx, I didn't know Spanx made jackets.
He very smartly.
Yes.
Translated there.
Right. They, it looks like they put butt implants on the wrong side.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
That's all we have.
Oh, that's it. Well, that is just, she is fantastic. anyway. Also in late night last night, Seth Meyers does the show after Fallon. I don't know if it's called Late Night with Seth Meyers. I'm not sure what it's called. The Late Show. I'm not sure what all the names
Wouldn't
of them
be
are.
The Late Show?
That's James Corden.
Oh. Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Late Night with Seth Meyers? Mm-hmm. Okay. So he just had a second baby. He's got a little boy, and he talks about him all the time. He's cute. You know, there's always some little thing about his kid. He just had a second baby boy, and it made a fairly dramatic entrance into the world.
Well, you should set it up because I don't...
Okay, so he lives in New York, and the baby started knocking like, hey, I'm coming out. Mm-hmm. And they had the baby in the lobby of their apartment building.
Wow.
Cool.
Like...
So he didn't even have to go to the hospital.
Right, while he was on the phone with 911, the baby.
So just straight back upstairs.
I don't know. My thought is they probably all went to the hospital just to get everything checked out. Oh, there are a lot of people. And there he is. They're all crowded around the poor woman who just gave birth. She's got like an oxygen mask on. And there's Seth just looking over his shoulder like, hey, I just had a baby.
Wow.
I didn't even have to go to the hospital. So at one point, he's tearing up over the whole thing. And he says something to the effect of, so he's trying to play off the tears, and he says, I'm getting choked up just thinking about how brave I was. They named the baby, I believe the baby's name is Axel.
They have
a baby named Ash. And I actually, is his wife's name Alexi Ash?
I believe it is.
So they named the first kid Ash and the second kid Axel, which is kind of... like Alexi, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, congratulations to him. I can't wait to get home and watch that today. That'll be fun. Fleetwood Mac is in the news today.
Why?
Because they fired Lindsey Buckingham.
They're still working?
They are. And not only have they fired him, they've hired new guys to fill the hole because they are apparently going to be touring.
What did Lindsey do?
Well, Lindsay's an a-hole. That's a kind of a long-established thing, and maybe they just decided we're done with him.
Is that a known thing?
Uh-huh.
That Lindsay's not a nice person?
He's not a nice person. He is going to be replaced by Mike Campbell from Tom Petty's band, The Heartbreakers.
Oh.
And Neil Finn of Crowded House. I know. Out of the blue. I love Crowded House.
Well, I actually fully get the Mike Campbell pull. Him and Stevie Nicks did a song together. Mm-hmm. Stop Dragging My Heart, is that the one?
Mm-hmm.
So I get why she would know him and how that would work. How's Neil Finn get in there?
I don't know. I don't know what their relationship is to him. My guess is that
Aren't they English?
They need singers. Or Australian or something. Crowded House.
Well, Crowded House came out of... So it was...
Finn brothers were the ones...
Split Ends, right?
Yes.
So I Split Ends broke up and became Crowded House and something else.
Right. What was the other thing?
I don't remember.
But anyway, so they've been around. They're great. I mean, if we played you songs from them, you'd totally recognize them, Musette.
I love Split Ends.
Actually, I love Split Ends. I love Crowded House. But they, my guess is that they want singers. Oh, yeah, this is Split Ends.
Yeah. I Got You is this one.
You know the song you
New Zealand.
I really don't.
Oh,
it's New Zealand.
Kiwi. Oh, this is. Just go a little bit further because it's about to be the. Don't know why sometimes I get tied in. You can see my eyes. You can tell that I'm not lying. All right, so that's my guess is that they want someone to take over some of the singing stuff that that Lindsay was doing because he sang a lot of their songs. And I assume Mike Campbell sings, but maybe they want him for guitar and they want Neil Finn to do the singing.
He's a great guitar player, that's for sure.
Apparently they've been jamming with the band for about 2 weeks. As for Lindsay, the band said he will not be performing with the band on this tour. The band wishes Lindsay all the best. Mm. And that's all they're saying. Rolling Stone says Lindsay was fired over some kind of disagreement over the tour. No dates have been announced yet, but that's apparently on the horizon.
Which Finn is joining?
Neil.
Neil was in Crowded House. Tim was briefly in the band, but never was an official member.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. He was from Crowded House.
Lindsey Buckingham joined the band in 1974, along with Stevie Nicks. In fact, I think Stevie Nicks and him had done at least one other project together.
They did. And actually, the guitarist before Lindsey is really well known as being one of the greats. I think it's something Green.
I don't know.
But he's the guy, I think, who wrote that song.
God, I love that lick.
Yeah, it's
killer,
so great.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's not Mick Green. What is that guy's name?
Lindsey joined in 74. He wrote and sang a lot of their popular songs. Go Your Own Way, Tusk, Secondhand News. He left in 87, rejoined in 96, and he's been with them ever since, but he's out for this tour. I don't know what the future holds for them.
Peter
but...
Green, I think. Anyway.
Crank it up.
Yeah, Peter Green.
God, that's such a good song. What's it called? So What?
Oh, well.
Oh, what?
So What?
So What?
That's a Pink song.
Oh, yeah. Tammy Duckworth has given birth to a girl. She
Who?
Is the first senator to have a baby in office.
Oh. All right.
She's a Democrat from Illinois, gave birth to a daughter. Maile?
M-A-I-L-E?
Maile?
Maile?
M-A-I-L-E. Maile Pearl Bowlesby.
Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl's cute.
Pearl was on my list.
Oh, was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Pearl's
cute.
Very pretty. And has an ocean connection as
I
well.
Can't get it pushed through.
So she's the first sitting senator to have a baby while in office. She turned 50 on March 12th and is one of only 10 women in the history.
Yeah.
So Maile is a Hawaiian name. It's actually the word they use for the vine that's used to make leis.
Oh.
It's pronounced Miley, as in Cyrus.
Oh. Really?
I like that name, too, and I had that on my list, and she goes, we can't use that. Why?
You can't use Miley.
Why?
Why not?
Because she humps things on stage.
Oh, with her tongue out.
Yeah, with her tongue out. You can't. You don't want a Miley.
I like that name, Finn. You should use it.
Well, it's already gone. We all have vetoes, and she's gotten rid of a bunch of my good ones. Mm. You don't think Pearl's cute?
Pearl, I do like Pearl.
Pearl bit the dust early on.
Yeah, that's too bad. I like old-fashioned names like that. Yeah. Miley, no. Pearl, yes. I like Agatha and Matilda. Those are my favorite names right now. Old-fashioned, but kind of cool. After years, in my humble opinion, write those down on your list.
What did you say?
Agatha and Matilda.
Matilda.
Yeah. Tilda. Like Tilda Swinton.
I think people would end up going
Aggie.
Maddie,
Matilda
right?
The Hun. Yeah, I'm sure they would. But you could also go Tilly with that, too. I like that. Disney Pixar has announced an official release date for Toy Story 4.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fourth installment of the Tom Hanks, Tim Allen films is set to drop June 21st, 2019.
Why don't I just start crying right now?
I know. Oh, my God.
Get it over with, right?
So great.
Toy Story 3. Oh, my God. Turn this up. I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me. Oh, so pretty. Oh. Sarah McLachlan should have won the Oscar for this.
Who won that year?
Some.
They always choose the wrong song. They have a knack of doing that.
Yeah.
It's been a long.
That wasn't even nominated, right?
I know.
Ridiculous.
Oh. Totally ridiculous. They got robbed.
Yeah. They did.
Knew that she loved me. So.
Just for whom?
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. A long way from where we began, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Oh.
It's the Tuesday montage.
Thanks, friend.
Show feature at school.
Finally got some of felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
L.A.
So what's the Toy Story gonna be about? What's the?
It doesn't.
It's
matter,
gotta be with that girl they left the he left the toys with, right?
Yeah,
it's
be
gotta
the start next, the next portion of their lives.
You know what I'm thinking? It's gonna be
what?
Like she plays, you see him, her playing with them, and then they're gonna have some kind of montage, and then it's gotta be both that little girl way older and the dude that handed off the toys to her way older.
Oh, they get married and then give them to their
no,
own
No, they don't
kid?
Get married, but they just get...
Why are you guys spoiling it?
I don't know.
We're not spoiling it. He's totally just rambling about... Yeah. I'm sure it'll be some amazing thing.
Maybe. Guess what won that year?
What won?
The worst song.
Okay, so we're talking about Sarah McLachlan's
okay.
When She Loved Me.
So that year, the nominees were... like you, When She Loved Me, Toy Story. That was by Randy Newman, by the
way. Right, but performed by Sarah.
There was a song in Magnolia by Amy Mann. I don't remember that. Music of the Heart from some movie. South Park had a song. But the one that won, the worst of them all, Tarzan, You'll Be in My Heart.
Oh, I like that song.
Oh, was that a Phil Collins song?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, that should not have won.
Oh,
not over
on.
The Toy Story
not,
song.
Not over the Toy Story song. The Toy Story song was head and shoulders above all those.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
No. Go away.
This hurts.
It just, to me, when a song like this wins over a song like the Sarah McLachlan tune, yeah. Like it just makes me just think, no, okay, so none of these matter. These are fake awards.
And when you think of great Disney cartoons, Tarzan never comes up in anyone's list
no,
ever.
Ever.
Never.
Not ever.
I love Tarzan.
Nice.
Stop it.
You're the
you
only
never
one,
talk about
bro.
It.
He grew
never,
up with
I've
the monkeys
heard,
and, you know,
oh my
they
God.
Raised him. And he learned how to swing from vines. It's super cool. It's a good story.
Vines.
You're adorable. Gwen Stefani is going to do a residency in Las Vegas at the Zappos Theater in Planet Hollywood.
That just seems like the way to go.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Park it.
Yep.
She broke the news on Instagram with a little teaser for fans. She said, it's happening. My very first Las Vegas residency, Just a Girl, is opening June 27th at the Zappos Theater inside Planet Hollywood. Tickets for all 25 dates go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. She posted along with a video. So if you want to check her out. Got to head to Vegas this summer, which sounds marvelous. Ain't no holla back, girl. All right, that's all we have time for. Vinny,
her and that Blake are still going strong,
they
huh?
They are.
Yeah. A
trip out on that.
Good for them.
I
they
saw
found
a story
love.
Where he's with the kids and...
Oh. She's got three
yeah,
kids, right?
Like, he's Believe stepdadding so. Those kids.
That's great. Does he have any kids of his own?
I don't know.
He was married to Miranda Lambert, right?
Right. I don't think that...
For a very short period of time.
Yeah. Though. Well, she's 48. I don't know if her ship has sailed. I don't know if they're going to have any
Who's
more.
Who's that?
Her what?
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Well, every week in the tabloids, you always see a
pregnant
secret
with
baby.
Twins,
yes.
Right.
So they're trying to get pregnant.
I don't know about that. Not if she's doing these shows, maybe.
Well, I mean, the senator at 50 just...
True.
That's crazy. 50.
I know. It is crazy.
So there's still chance for
no,
you.
No, there's zero chance.
Well, you got first. Let's start with taking that IUD out.
No.
How about that?
How about no?
Oh.
Mm-mm.
How about that?
How about that?
Cash me outside. It's coming up in the news.
I don't know.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:36. It's some random time on a Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I think hers is 6:05.
Okay, so we'll do ours at about 8:05, and she does hers at 6:05. Mm-hmm. So if you want tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Yet to Be Named.
That's the name. It has to be.
This out. Can I get my thing again?
Oh, sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This out. Log in today.
Yeah. The trick is spelling it.
Right. Good luck finding us.
Yep. That's what you do, like a secret social network that
sure.
only the people who know
We're
how
like
to spell
the dark
pop-a-flop
web. Have fun finding us.
Yeah.
You'll hear about us all the time.
Right.
And wonder.
Mm.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with your boy, Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
He's in Washington, D.C. He'll be testifying before Congress today, and they say tomorrow. Mm. That's if they can get any words out of him. You don't hear much.
No.
They also, I've read some and listened to some stories. The micro details that they're able to get from scouring Facebook and pulling details about our lives and specifically targeting us mm-hmm. for not just sales and marketing, but for politics.
Yep.
It's shocking. I'm just like everybody else. I'm one of the sheeple. I get on Facebook. I don't really know why anyone would have any reason to care what I'm up to, but
yeah.
They've
found ways to take what you are into, what you like, what you don't like, what you comment on, and twist it into something that will influence
you. It's analytics. They are really able to figure out a lot based on the things we've willingly given them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of information there that is scary.
Did you get that message yesterday?
I didn't.
And, I looked for it and couldn't find it.
And don't forget, they're saying this stuff's coming out now, but they're not going to get it to everybody right away. So it may be coming to you this week. But they were starting to roll those out, the messages from Facebook themselves saying you were part of Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
Or you may have, or the other one was a warning about your settings. And
oh, I did get that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's also another one that went out.
Was that, if you got that one, did it mean you didn't get the Cambridge Analytica one?
I didn't read that one. You got it. What did it say?
Something about your protecting your privacy and things that they were going to be implementing.
And then you deleted it?
Well, I didn't delete it because it's just on my feed.
But oh, I didn't see it.
I was looking everywhere for the...
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
Hmm.
Well, the interesting thing will be, you know, we're going to hear from Mark Zuckerberg, the 33-year-old billionaire.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. He's been very casual in the past about mm-hmm. Facebook, and he's admitted wrongdoing here and not protecting our data.
Well, and they've been coaching him, so that'll be interesting to see how.
But here's the other thing to watch for.
Okay.
Democrats and Republicans get money from Facebook.
Oh.
The company spent $11.5 million in lobbying last year and was, who did they donate to? They gave House Speaker Paul Ryan money. He's a Republican. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Hmm.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Is that just to have influence, like, you know, have a good feeling about Facebook?
Yes, that's why. No, just so that when stuff like this happens... I know there's going to be certain senators and congressmen that are going to give them softball questions today.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm curious if they're the ones.
I didn't realize they had a lobby. Who doesn't have a lobby now?
So it is a touchy subject for them, and you could see them
mm-hmm.
Be conservative, possibly, with their questioning, as they certainly don't want to turn off the money train.
Nope.
And they don't want to get themselves caught up in anything either. Oh, did we take money from them? Oh, we did. That's it, Zuck. Have a good one. High five.
Mm.
Exactly.
So,
do your best to protect us.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes today.
Nice changes.
And the other big question will be, have they disclosed everything?
Mm.
Is it possible through questioning that this will be a situation where he has to admit more than we already know?
Right. It will be interesting. I'm interested.
I'm sure...
to see what gets, how the news disseminates it, and I'm interested to hear some of the quotes.
The entire area, you know,
yeah,
Silicon Valley,
here we are.
Greater San Jose, Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco, the whole area is going to be watching.
That's
so,
for sure.
We'll see.
What time does that start? Do we know?
That I
could
don't.
Already be started.
I think it's noon our time. Either 11 or noon.
Yeah, I checked right before we came on and he wasn't on yet, but it could be, you're right, it could be any second. So kids are selfish.
Yeah.
No surprise there, right?
They don't really know any better.
Right.
Everything has always been about them, so why would that be any different now?
As you get older, you start to realize that, and you know not to hold it against them to some extent, because they're just being.
Yeah.
This one's pretty funny, though. So a 51-year-old guy in Northern Ireland. You've been there, right?
I have.
It turns out they're kind of like us.
How so?
Like, in this case, they'd gone skiing. Oh. Who knew Irish people skied?
What fun.
Anyway, a 51-year-old guy in Northern Ireland named Patrick Durand got home with his family after a ski trip last Tuesday. They were exhausted, so they went to bed early. Then around 11:30 that night, his 14-year-old daughter came in and woke him up because the Wi-Fi had cut out, and she was busy online.
Oh.
Woke him up.
Dad, the Wi-Fi's not working.
The Wi-Fi's out. Can you fix it? From a dead sleep, wakes him up. You okay with that?
No.
You wouldn't be okay with that, right?
No.
You just woke me up.
Yep.
Because you want to play on the internet.
Well, I got to catch up with all my friends. You can do that tomorrow. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Well, it couldn't wait till morning. He even asked her to let him sleep, but she had to have internet access right now, Daddy.
What was he going to do? Like, is it just a matter of go unplug the modem and plug it back in? I mean, like, what's he going to call the cable company? I don't understand. What can he do?
Well, that's his job, isn't it?
Isn't
that mommy and daddy's job?
It's the IT department at your house.
So he got out of bed and walked downstairs to check it out, and that's when he smelled something burning.
Oh, God.
He opened the door to the garage and saw nothing but black smoke and flames. It turned out their dryer had malfunctioned and started a fire. Oh, man. They say it's not clear here if that made the internet cut out, but...
Probably.
Anyway, he got there in time and was able to put out the fire with a fire extinguisher. He had to be treated for smoke inhalation, but that selfish little kid...
saved everybody. Who knows what would have happened if they'd all been asleep.
Hard to be mad at her now, isn't it?
It is.
But I'd still be
still
pretty
though,
mad.
Yeah.
Come on, you just woke me up to fix the internet?
And yet he got up to do it.
Right.
That's love.
No, I don't know. Sometimes real love is, I need to do you a favor and not do this for you.
Well, okay, then that's peace. You know what? I need you to leave me alone, so I'm going to go ahead and do what you want.
Yep.
And go back to bed.
The faster I do this, the sooner I'll have silence.
But that's what you set yourself up for with in early childhood. You know, when you let a kid pester you until you do something.
Oh, yeah. Well, but also the pestering that they just don't... I never had anything else to do, so...
That's the thing.
Can I have the green Sim snake wheels for my skateboard? Can I please have the green Sim snake wheels for my skateboard? I just go and go. I don't even
Christmas
have anywhere else to be. I'm just going to go and go. What else do I got to do?
Well, later you'd be smoking pot and drinking beer.
Well, right. You know. But at that point, I was like 5 or 6 years old. I just went and went and went. And then you know what?
You got what you wanted.
I did. But I actually had to wait until it was probably Christmas.
Right. Or your birthday or whatever.
Something. There were no presents in between holidays. That did not happen. Except for back to school shopping.
Right.
And even then it was...
Those aren't presents. That's a nightmare for you have to go out and try clothes on.
I can make these myself. They're just... Vincent. No.
No, Mom.
I'm absolutely not
wearing... You could even stitch on the OP logo.
Look at me. This haircut you did. Your homemade stuff.
Can you
sucks.
See me?
Stop.
Am I not here? Can you not see me right now wearing your homemade clothes with your homemade haircut?
Hackers just deleted the Despacito video, music video from YouTube, everyone. So,
oh, no. Oh, does that mean all its view count is going to go away?
It looks like it.
Well, that's too bad. Billions of views, right?
Mm-hmm.
Despacito. Despacito.
The Luis Fonsi is still there.
Yeah, which one? The Justin Bieber one, Vin?
I guess it's the Justin Bieber one because this one here has...
The original one is just...
You know how many views it has?
It says music videos from Shakira, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Drake. Drake, guys!
Oh, no. Oh God, Drake! Oh, no. Now you guys can care!
What
Chris Brown,
do?
DJ Snake, and more had their titles defaced for a period...
Defaced.
On Tuesday morning, hackers targeted more than a dozen high-profile artists' videos on YouTube.
Oh.
Including temporary... Oh, it's back. Temporarily deleting the video for the hit Louis Fonsi song, Despacito.
It's back and it still has its views.
Oh, how many views?
It has 5 billion views, according to this.
5 billion views.
Dang. It's YouTube's so most many. Viewed video to date.
Oh. B-
Bum bum.
Oh, you didn't turn it off.
Bum bum. Mm.
Sarah.
Yara.
I know you were a pretty good kid.
I was a good kid.
But did you ever toilet paper the neighbor's house?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever toilet paper anybody's house?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Yep.
I remember things got toilet papered in our town.
We needed our toilet paper at our house.
You never TP'd any place?
No.
I haven't either, no.
What?
No.
I have.
Is that just a, that was just be a, yeah, you never did anything wrong.
I know. But I did do that one.
Who'd you do it to? You told us this, like a favorite teacher or something.
Oh, I don't, it was just this, I think it was one of my buddy's neighbors. Wow. I grew up in apartments, so we never even had it. I never had a house, so it was just one of my buddy's neighbors. He's like, oh, I can't stand this kid across the street. And there were like five of us, and we just went and TP'd. And then
you're being exposed right now. Not only have you stolen a shower head, you've also TP'd somebody.
Right.
You're a bad kid.
Wow, I know, right?
No wonder you pray so much.
He got caught, obviously, and he had to clean up all the toilet paper the next day.
Yeah, that's so fun.
He didn't rat out any of us, which was good.
Well, take your halo off. You're no nice boy.
Halo, hey.
Anyway, someone posted, actually it might have been the police chief himself. Someone toilet papered his truck in the story out of Utah, Salina, Utah. And I just thought, oh, how funny. We used to toilet paper stuff all the time.
Oh, Vinny.
Oh my God, it's the most innocent thing in the world. Oh. You never did that?
No.
And when you got good, you could get a roll loosened up and throw it, and the thing would just go over a tree and just completely cover from where you were standing to where the roll landed. Beautifully done. Here's a look. Oh, darn it.
Yeah, let me see that.
Go well. It's and actually they didn't do it. I mean, that's,
yeah, that's a very wimpy. That looks like maybe two rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, God, the work we could do with today's Costco-sized toilet paper
you buy
stashes.
Those 24 packs, right?
Whew.
Damn. Yeah, it's,
I'm sad for you that you missed out on toilet paper.
Don't feel bad. I don't miss it, or I don't feel like any pangs of loss over not having done that.
You never, but there that whole run for it through the neighborhood. You never had that. Or like, you know.
I had that just playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Do that.
It was enough for me. Like, I didn't ever want to do anything that I'd really get in trouble for. People used to get TP'd a lot. Like, a lot of teachers and like, around rally week. Because, you know, how you'd have a big week leading up to, like, the homecoming game or whatever. Like, crap would go down there. Like,
that's
I remember
high school, though.
Yeah. The school would get TP'd sometimes. Or teachers' cars. Or even, like, you know. You'd randomly be driving down a street. I lived out in the country, too, so I don't know. It just didn't.
No one ever got your house? Two hot chicks in the neighborhood?
Who, me and my mom?
You
and wait, Tina.
Poor Tina. You don't even remember her?
She was a child.
God, I saw a picture posted, your mom posted of her, and she had the worst frown on her face. Wonder why.
My mom or your sister?
Your mom posted a picture of Tina and her husband, and Tina's like this.
Oh.
And I thought, Jesus, what a puss on her.
Yeah.
Mm. Yikes. But, you know.
No,
did it to her. I'm
she's
sure.
the forgotten
yeah.
child.
Yeah,
she's
really the poor thing.
Yet she's the one who lives near my mom. So.
Right.
Well, she's still trying to get that approval.
Trying to remind her. You had three.
Me and my mom. No, Tina.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
weirdo.
You're saying how hot my mom is. I'm like, who's he talking about?
I'm just assuming the other neighborhood kids all had crushes on you girls, right?
Oh, I don't think so. Not that
what?
I remember. No.
All right. Our text number. What?
My sister was a lot younger than me, so it was.
How much younger?
4 years. So by the time I was
It's not that
it
much
is.
Younger.
She was like an eighth grader when I graduated from high school. Like, she was nothing to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You sound like you hate her so much.
I hated her when I was a kid. I did. It
feels
was
like
awful.
You still do.
No, I love her now. She's great.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
she
God,
just
what?
Rolled her eyes.
No, I didn't. Please.
Poor
I love Tina.
Tina.
She wasn't ugly. She was pretty.
I thought she had the big cans.
She does now. Yeah.
Oh.
Not so much when she was little.
Oh.
You know?
Wow.
She didn't have any cans at all.
Our text number is 800-400-36. This is going nowhere. Poor Tina.
Oh,
it's only making her feel
the poor
worse
thing.
About her life.
Oh, teen.
except you're not saying sorry. Or
I said I love her now. I was a terrible. I've said this a million times. I was a terrible big sister. Terrible. I would get along with my brother great. It was always me and him against her. We would torture her, just take her toys and like hang them and write things on them.
What did she do to you besides be born?
She was a snitch. She'd always be telling on us.
Meanwhile, your brother's peeping you all day and night.
No, he's not.
And you don't even care about
that. That's ridiculous. That did not
all
happen.
All day.
And all night.
Peeping at you all day and all night.
What's that?
What was that?
That didn't work.
Was that, is that him drilling a hole through my leg?
Yeah.
Love the mini music lesson about split ends and Crowded House and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Would you guys consider doing a weekly short piece on how some big bands evolve?
Oh.
No.
Are they being
no. We just did it.
Facetious? Yeah,
there
that
it
was
is.
It. There you go.
Good morning from Benicia. Tell Vinny something that saved us when naming our baby. If it was a boy, he got to name the first name. If it was a girl, I got to name the first name and the opposite for the middle names. Always enjoying your show.
Oh.
You know what's funny is if it was going to be a boy, I'd suggested a bunch of names, right? But one of them was Miles.
Oh, Miles is cute.
Is cute. And she goes, it's Miles. And I go, wait a minute. What the hell?
She loved it.
She loves it. Why does she love it?
I don't know. But I have a
she loves it because
cousin.
She's a runner.
Miles. That's adorable.
Is that the dumb? And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, you
I thought
it
like
now.
Miles Standish.
Oh, Miles. What?
Yeah.
Who?
I can't. Miles Standish?
Miles like Davis.
Oh, okay. Miles Davis.
The musician.
Well, I grew up by Miles.
Who's Miles Standish?
He's like a, I don't know if he was a pilgrim or just some.
A
like,
goddamn pilgrim.
Yeah, he is a pilgrim.
Yeah.
Well,
in Massachusetts, you know all the pilgrims, you know? We have Miles Standish State Park, Miles Standish School.
This is who she's talking about, Vin.
That guy!
Yeah, my first cousin once removed is named Miles, after Miles Standish.
Oh, God!
All right, we're going
to
take a break. Sorry, that's the Miles I know.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.